Zombie night. Okay.
No, Harlem Shake zombies. Because I had this idea. No, I had this idea where you get the music, and then it's like a guy like a zombie, and there's a bunch of people, and he's doing the dance, and it's like dip, and as it builds up, cut to the next scene, the guy's axing him. There's no dancing, it's just the guy killing him. Stupid thing. So it's like two things in one: killing a zombie and killing this freaking Harlem Shake bit. You're like, and people just like making it just awkward silence.
By the way, if you guys,
that's what I want to do. Yep,
right there. Okay. We haven't even the zombie party. So what?
Yeah. I mean,
so you hear the crew of Supernatural did a Harlem Shake.
I saw it. Did you see it?
Okay.
So you get everyone in the base camp, and then you do a draw. So you put count how many people, and you put that amount of numbers in, and then everyone picks a number, and whoever's like going to be like on the radio giving people missions or whatever, that person's going to say the number. So person's picked. If it's your number, you're going to be the first zombie. So everyone goes out, they get a mission, you know, they have to go to this area, wherever, find this person. In that first 20 minutes, if you were picked to be the zombie, you have to turn. And all you really have to do is turn somebody else to zombie for, say, to your advantage. Put two hands on them, that person's a zombie. But there's a 30-second feeding time, so you can't really do anything. Once the hand's on, that's it, but you can't shoot either one of them for 30 seconds. So if you get hit as a zombie, you go down for 2 minutes, wait, get back up. But you can get back up whenever you want, as long as it's under 2 minutes. Then you have 10 seconds of immunity, so as you get up, and that could be, you can just wait around for people to show up. Then you get up, and for 10 seconds, you can't be killed. If you're within
now,
5 feet...
Can you attack?
Yeah, you can. A zombie can even lunge if they're within 5 feet, but other than that, they just kind of shamble around. Play it up however you want. And then... basically, the goal is survive. Whenever there's like 10% left of all the survivors or soldiers or whatever, then you restart and do another game. And if you were picked to be the first zombie, you're immune from the draw, as well as the first person you turn, because you pretty much have spent the whole last game as zombie, so you know, give them a chance to try something else.
Yeah.
And a lot of fun.
Cool. I still want to do 16 versus 16, Red versus Earth.
16 versus 16.
You know, it'd be really fun too. If you want to do a movies at all, do a Red versus Blue live action, like the Halo series.
Yeah, you could do that, but that's been done already.
Yeah, I know.
No, but I like, but that'd be kind of cool. Airsoft, like in the forest,
yeah.
Like literally, like you get, because you got the road that goes all the way to one end, and you get people starting at the other, and you just. Go.
And I got the map. You got the cabin too.
Well, the thing is, the cabin's all the way on one side.
Yeah.
But the thing is, just going through the forest. Like when I did the paintball, here, it's just, it's cool.
And you're always on edge because you don't know when the other people are going to show up.
See, yeah. Even though I know the forest. I don't know where people are going to. I don't know where they're going to come from. I'll be like, haha, I know where I'm going. You know, people can go out in the field. People can, oh no, you want to keep it in the forest.
But the enemy unit.
Taylor, why don't you just get the yellow map? Taylor, just get the yellow map.
No, this is,
don't get me wrong, it's awesome.
This is the map of trails that would be there. Oh, there we go. That's the overview. Okay, so where's this actually? This is
the barn is over here.
No,
right?
I know the barn
is
over here.
So making it, this is going south right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, lakes this way.
Okay, so basically what I would say is this area here, because you got the mixture of the forest, the fields, and then, you know what I mean? So the people can take the road, meet up here for one side, and then everybody else can meet up like here for the other where the lakes are.
I'm thinking too, setting up base camp at the lake with people, like having a,
especially because we were talking about cornfields earlier.
Yeah.
If these are cornfields, you can set up and do like
whole
area pretty much.
Yeah, like
have one base camp somewhere over here, and then the other at the lake.
should have a free market tubes neutral to go in there, but we're going to have the idea of an economy.
Desire Lake, we've got like a lot of amenities. We can do a fire pit. So it can be like literally a village, so spawn point, reset, base camp, and then you have your scenario.
The only thing with that is whoever starts here, let's say they go recon, they can just run all the way up here. When they start to enter, it's like...
No. You set in place that you can't, like...
You just mark it off.
You have a half hour.
Oh, you can buy those, those police tape type things from, like, Giant Tiger. You just, like, go and you make an area, say, past this point or...
You have to go and take a trail, and your honor system is you have to come out to come here, wait for a certain time.
What you can...
Same thing, this team A, you have them both, like, leave, like, say, 20 minutes apart, half an hour, whatever. And so basically there's a space and time, then they're here, they have to time. Meanwhile, this team can either try tracking to figure out where they've gone. There's another scenario.
So how do you want to do it? You want to make this a base here, and then this a base here?
The best way is the scenario that Julian and I have discussed would be is you have team A, and it's an objective scenario. There's little packages, like little...
Well, you don't want to go here, because these are people live here.
No, I'm not talking about routes. Though...
But the thing is, this here, like...
This cabin should be interesting, though.
Yeah, it's too close to that house, and he's all windows, right? And you wonder if somebody...
We could do a neutral zone here, too, though. Maybe no fighting snows, but as a rest area.
Yeah, well, here, yeah. This area here.
I didn't even think of that area when I was looking at it.
Yeah. Like, I just figured that. But there's a corridor.